I was in London 5 days ago. And I don't know if you've flown in and out of Heathrow lately, but things have really changed. You know, we couldn't take anything on the plane. The terrorists, whoever they are selling fear, and we respond with more fear. Every time you use force, you create a counterforce, and then another counterforce, and before you know, and the Tao teaches us all. I mean, one of the great lessons in the Tao is that any country that has its primary resources and its energy placed on building weapons is not of the Tao. And those countries that have their consciousness located in the Tao put their energy into tractors and building homes and growing food, not building weapons. I saw a movie not too long ago with Nicolas Cage about warlords or something, the Lords of War, I think it was something like that. One of those alarming things about how much energy we are in the world creating, energy to destroy ourselves, that we have literally created from our consciousness enough weaponry on this planet to eliminate all life within just a few moments. It's all there. It's all there for us. We've allowed ourselves to move so far away from the great teachings of the great spiritual masters, and we believe that we're a Christian nation or that we're a spiritual nation when we find ourselves having moved away from these simple principles and then getting upset with other people because we can have these kind of weapons but they can't, and we don't look hard enough at ourselves and all the ways that we have deflected ourselves from the greatest teachings of all of the great spiritual masters. When you start in yoga, I have a 1 year anniversary of doing yoga is October 1st. That's another thing that if I can encourage even two or three of you to just get started in, no matter what. Because I was a runner my whole life. I ran, many of you possibly, I'm in many, many marathons. I ran ultra marathons, 52 miles without stopping. Yeah. And many marathons, the Greek marathon. And I got to a point in my life where I wanted to continue to be in shape and to exercise and to keep myself strong and so on. But my back and my joints and my knees and all of those things just wouldn't allow for that kind of work. So I found something which is great. You put a mat here in front of you and you don't have to leave. This is as far as you travel. This is it. That's it. You don't have to go anywhere. If I used to want to run 8 miles, I had to run 4 miles that way and come back 4 miles. Now you can do the equivalent of 8 miles and you just have to go here. That's it. And it's an ancient practice. It's a life-giving, life-loving, profound experience. Not only does it teach you about keeping your cardiovascular system in shape and keeping yourself physically fit and so on, but it allows you also to exercise every organ of your body, including the mind. And it's something I encourage you to look at and think about. The word yoga means union, union. It's something I just discovered experientially in the past year, but it's something that you can really put into practice and start changing the way you feel and the way you look at everything. There's no better feeling after 90 minutes of yoga than that wonderful connection that you feel to God, that source. So in the process of doing this yoga, I have discovered certain things to teach you and certain things that need to be improved upon. There are three factors that you learn when you go into yoga. It teaches you balance, it teaches you flexibility, and it teaches you strength. Now, most of the women, when they go and they start yoga, are pretty good at balance and flexibility, but are very deficient in strength. Most of the men can go in there, they can do the strength ones, but they try to stand up on one leg and move it up like this, and they fall over just instantly, because balance is something that we get. So it gives you an opportunity to work on all of them. So flexibility, strength, and balance. And I was thinking about those three things and how they apply in all of our lives, particularly as I'm writing about the Tao. And then I decided to write these principles for living a life that's in balance. And being in balance, to me, is about alignment. And I'd like to just take you down that path just a little bit here this morning about what it means to get yourself back into balance in your life.